to the Zman of learning. In quite an inauspicious way, I assume people heard about the passing of Rav Avadya Yosef this afternoon. The Gemara tells us that when a Torah scholar passes away, everyone, even those who are learning Torah, should go to show respect more for the Torah than for the person. A person's a Golub HaTorah. If you appreciate and value Torah, then you feel the loss of a person who was a Golub HaTorah. Rav Avadya Yosef, if not the Gadol Hador, is definitely one of the greatest Torah scholars in our generation and Torah leaders in our generation. Not only knowing Torah and not only teaching Torah, but a person who had a major effect on tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Jews and their religiosity. And therefore, it's a really terrible, terrible loss for the Jewish people as a whole, for religious people, and people of Torah in particular. And therefore, as people of Torah, we should be the first people in the forefront of showing how our loss, of showing our respect, and of being part of the Levaya. It'll be a Levaya that Am Yisrael as a whole is present at, because of how many people felt close, were impacted by the person who's been lost. And therefore, as part of Am Yisrael, definitely as people learning Torah, everyone should be there. Now, we're just getting the word out, and people are still getting back, etc. And so I knew that not everyone would know and be here right now, so I'm asking that people should spread the word. We'll be leaving from the front door in Mirat Hashem at 5:30. At 5:15, I didn't want to cancel the 3:30 shiurim or take away from your break, and I wanted to get the word out. At 5:15, Rav Chavshish, who was close with Rav Avadya, as well as many other gedolim, is going to speak briefly about Rav Avadya to give a bigger sense of who he was. You know, and so hopefully, if we get the word out, more people can know to be here and take advantage of those words. But I'll just say briefly, and again, Rav Chavshish will speak more at length. One can definitely say that Rav Avadya Yosef was the greatest Bucky in Torah in our generation. There are scary, scary stories about his encyclopedic knowledge of Torah. He was just an unbelievable, unparalleled gone of knowledge of Torah. Number two, a second point I want to make about Rav Avadya, again, we spoke about more at length later, is that Rav Avadya was definitely the Posek Hador, which means that he had a way of being able to bring all of halacha together in an all-encompassing way because of his knowledge and lead it into a psak in a very clear, broad way. And even if a person's Ashkenazic, his psakim were very, very important and powerful, and for sure for the Sephardic world, it's been a very long time since there was one posik, maybe not since the time of the Shulchan Aruch, who paskind, and his word was gold. Part of what was unique about his psak is that he was a person who stood for truth and wasn't afraid to stand by what the position he felt was right, even if no one else believed the same way. Even if it wasn't the tradition of what was believed right. He had a tremendous sharpness and independence of thought on his own, which is something that unfortunately we lack very much in this generation. He was a carryover of a generation of strong people, strong personalities and strong poskim that unfortunately I'm not so sure how much we're going to be able to replace. I share this with everyone so that we should realize what's lost. So we're talking about walking encyclopedia, Sefer Torah. We're talking about the posek of our generation. And thirdly, we're talking about clearly the most significant rabbinic leader of our generation. And here I want to say that just whether someone supported the Shas political party or supports the Shas political party, is Sephardic, is Ashkenazic, whatever it is totally irrelevant. The fact that Rav Avadya Yosef, some of his more political positions or statements with things that you may find favor in your eyes, wouldn't find favor in your eyes, is totally irrelevant. Rav Avadya Yosef was a person who built a Torah movement that encompassed and swept along close to 1 million people. And he built a movement for people who lacked Torah leadership. And whatever you want to say about it, Rabbi Avadi Yosef's movement was a movement that was about Torah, religion, returning Sephardic Jewry to the roots of religiosity. It's unfortunate if being Ashkenazic or being a different Hashkafa keep you from being able to appreciate how unparalleled Rabbi Avadi Yosef was in our generation. There is no one else, period, who was as successful in this generation in spreading Torah and strengthening the religiosity of this number of people. You could talk about the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the last generation, and clearly also in that way, tremendous impact. Each one of these areas is a great loss for us as a people, each one that stands on its own. You put all three together, if you appreciate each one on its own and you see them together, you start to realize that the Jewish people have lost definitely the leader of the generation. If we look at the totality of our people and not Ashkenazic, Dati Lumi, etc. And that's why for people whom religiosity, Torah is significant, we should all be connecting to the loss at the Levaya, and most importantly be reflecting on what's been lost to the Jewish people and trying to figure out how each of us in our own way can fill in what's missing on our level. Because that's the ikkar. The reason we say Kaddish when we lose someone is there's a Chilul Hashem. The Chilul Hashem at the loss of Rav Ovadia is bigger than any Kaddish we can say. And so we have to think about what we're going to do to be Mekaddish Shem Shemayim a little bit in place of what's been lost. On our level of Torah learning, on our strengthening of Piske Halacha, and on our leadership for the Jewish community. And as I said, I'd like to ask that those here should spread the word that at 5:15 Amir Hashem, we'll hear a little bit more. Unless Rav Chavrush wants to begin earlier, he can tell me now. And we'll begin a little earlier. I want to make sure there's Seder. I'm sure Rav Avadia Yosef would not want, okay, maybe we'll have a longer Sicha in a few days. I'm sure Rav Avadia Yosef would not want us to be Mavatal all of afternoon Seder. And so we want to make sure that we learn now. I have the regular Shiur and a shortened Bekiut at 5:15, at least some brief words from someone who knew him better than I did. And then at 5:30, we'll leave from the front door to the Levaya, which is about 20 minutes, 25 minutes walking distance in Geula. And most important is a famous story about a person in Yerushalayim. I asked him, he's a Rav today in Yerushalayim, what got him to become a Rav in Yerushalayim? And he told the story. He was walking down the street in Yerushalayim, and there was a Levaya for a great gadol that was passing in the street. So he decided to join. And everyone was crying, so he started crying and crying and crying. All of a sudden, they got to Har Menuchos where the burial was taking place. He felt someone poke him on the back. He turned around. It was Rav Dessler, the great Mashkiach. And Rav Dessler said to him very scornfully, "Who are you crying for?" He said, "I'm crying for the tzaddik buried down there." And Rav Dessler pointed to him, to the boy, and said, "I'm crying for the tzaddik buried in there." Rabbi Avadia Yosef has been lost. His legacy will live on, Baruch Hashem, his Sfarim, and what he taught, and his Talmidim. The question is, who will stand in place of the ones that we've lost? As Gedolei Hador, as Poskei Hador, as Talmidei Chachamim. And it could be that none of us in this room can be Rabbi Avadia Yosef, but if we can all be mini ones, that's something significant too. 3:30 Shirim, Bekiut, 5:15, 5:30. May the passing of Rabbi Avadia serve in some way to strengthen our own efforts in Chorev Zman to make up for the great Torah that's been lost. May we share only Smachot.